here we go. Fifth and final hour of the South Shore's Morning News, 95.9 FM WATD. Time now to check in with Francesca Luca, our relationship lifestyle expert. This is Love Bites. Francesca takes a bite out of love every week at this time, sponsored by our great friends at Meineke's and Quincy and Hanover. Meineke's. And now, here she is, Francesca Luca.
Hello, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. How have you been?
I've been doing fine. How about yourself?
Doing great. Ready to tackle another question?
Ready to tackle another question.
Let's go into the mailbag.
I'm all ears.
All right. Let's see. This one comes to us. We'll call her Emily. Okay. Let's see here what we have. Hi, Francesca. I don't know how this happened, but I feel like I have become my fiancé's mother, and it's a huge turnoff. I guess I wanted to take care for him because I love him, but it has turned into controlling his whole life. I make him his lunch for work. I lay out his clothes. I make sure he takes his vitamins, drinks adequate water.
Oh, my goodness.
There's more. I even tell him when he should go to bed. Wow, okay. I noticed last weekend we were out with another couple for dinner, and he asked me what to order. It was an aha moment. I was embarrassed because I could tell our friends were looking at us weird. I feel like I'm preparing to marry a child rather than a man. I can't blame him completely because his mother has always catered to him. Even when we were first dating, I remember she would iron his shirts for work. I remember thinking that was a little strange, but instead of just suggesting maybe he go to the dry cleaners, I picked up where she left off. Help.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Girl, stop that crap.
Ooh, all right.
I mean, it's not uncommon, but it is unsexy. And unsexy for both. You became his mummy, and men generally don't have sex with their mamas, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
Right? So the solution, it's not as simple as saying, stop packing his lunch, let him remember his own vitamins, stop doing his laundry. Because relationships are a partnership, and when you're mothering your man, you're heading for a sexless marriage. So, my take is, stop rescuing him. Mm. Let him step up to the plate. Trust me, he's capable. Really, he is. I mean, sometimes women don't think men are as capable. They feel like they've got to be his mother. Don't confuse control with care. You know, just give him a chance. I mean, you already sound turned off, and if you don't stop now, you're going to be resentful. Rob, do you think men secretly like being mothered? I'm dying to hear this
one. Well, I don't know in every way. I will say, I think you said that, you know, obviously, in many cases, we are capable, hopefully, of these things because we've had, well, maybe in this case, maybe he hasn't done them at one point in his life. But I think that when something becomes easier, sometimes guys will be a little lazy. Mm. And so, yeah, I mean, we, you know, like if somebody's, you know, ironing your shirts and laying out your clothes and making the bed and everything. And so it's like, why would I want to do anything, right?
Well, yeah, but let me ask you something.
Okay.
A different take on this. Don't you think that's kind of unsexy?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I wouldn't have thought about that sometimes. But yeah, I think you're probably right.
I mean, there's just something about it. And it's actually, it's so common. Women do this all the time. I was actually with a friend of mine. It was a male.
Okay.
He was married.
Right.
And we were both, it was a storm. And so we both went to the supermarket. And he had to keep calling his wife to ask her, like, about this and about that in the supermarket. It was like, it seemed like he was so incapable of making a decision about what kind of red sauce to buy, what kind of lettuce to buy. It was...
Okay, so it wasn't like, you know, I could say like, hey, do we need like another loaf of bread? I don't want to buy bread and then have it cold. But it was more of like, what kind of product and that kind of thing. Yeah, I can see the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you're afraid to take action. And I think when that happens, I feel like just knowing this, and sometimes, you know, I've probably been guilty of this myself. It becomes harder. You know, you start doing it for everything.
Right. Mommy's boy, that's like a mama's boy, really.
Yeah, my mom used to be such a great ironer of my shirts.
Oh, well, I think you said that in another segment.
I know.
But here's the thing that is,
I
think sometimes women sort of, they notice what the man's mother does. Not necessarily, you know, like they're planning on being his mother, but they kind of watch her behavior and they watch that relationship. And, you know, if the guy has a great relationship with his mother, why not, you know, just kind of pick up where she left off? And honestly, I've been there myself. Oh, my goodness.
Do you think, let me ask you this.
I don't even dare say it on the air. I'll be embarrassed. People will be like, you know, like writing in like, you did what?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Do you think that, I guess it's true, and you can be honest, that women still in today like the guy to take control for certain things? Do you feel like if someone's asking all the time or saying, you know, what do you want to do or what do you like, that is that different or the
same? That's a totally different thing, and okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's kind. I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But by the same token, I also think that men need to be able to sometimes take charge and just say, hey, you've been talking about having, you know, an itch for Chinese food now for 3 weeks. Let's go have some Chinese food.
Yeah.
You know, I think you have to kind of take control. I mean, relationships are a partnership. But again, I think this is a very, very common thing with women, especially once they get married. I mean, they can really take on this mommy role, and then the relationship really, it becomes like a mother-son thing, and it can work. But then you know what ends up happening oftentimes is you wake up a year later and you realize there's no passion. And then I really do think that has to do with mothering the guy, because
the pattern that you're in.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. You know, so here's the takeaway.
Okay.
You can be nurturing without being his nurse, right? You know, pull back on the parenting and see what happens. I mean, laying out his clothes, that is just crazy. I mean, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with a guy saying, hey, because sometimes guys are colorblind, right?
Yeah, does this look good?
You got to watch it, though. You really got to watch it. And it's really something that is very easy for women and men to fall into. They get comfortable. Hey, how do you think this looks? Mm-hmm. You know, that's fine. But if she's laying out his clothes for work, right?
Yeah.
Right. You know, he's going on a business trip and she packs him some snacks. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a funny line, but you really have to watch it. You know, you don't want to not be caring. There's nothing wrong with being caring, but you got to be really careful that you're not becoming his mama, right? Yeah. So listen carefully. When a woman stops mothering her man, she makes space for desire, which, as I said, I think is actually probably begins to wane. So here I've got. So how do you know if a man who wants? How do you know if you have a man who wants to be mothered? Because sometimes if a guy really comes across that they want that and they show that, right? Mm-hmm. But here's a couple of examples. He seeks approval from you constantly. And again, that probably stems from his mama. You know, if it's not one thing, it's your mother, right? Mm. He asks for your input on everything, what to wear, where to go, even what to order in a restaurant. To me, that is such a turnoff.
Now, should I get the steak or the chicken tonight? Or the fish? Wow. I don't know.
It's okay. It's all right to say, oh, I don't know. Should I get the, what do you think? Should I get the, you know, there's a difference between that and like, well, what do you think I should order?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you got to kind of know. You tell him when to go to bed. Oh, God, that's weird. Or you nag him about how much sleep he should get. That's even worse.
Mm.
He's going out. Don't forget to wear your jacket. You check his calendar to make sure he didn't forget anything important.
Mm-hmm. Well,
right.
I've been so used to, you know, having my mom cut the crust off my bread.
Oh, are you serious?
I think, honey, you'll have to take this over. No, I actually like the crust, so I know. But yeah, I think the thing is, yeah, once you get used to something in your life, you can't just transfer that over. And, you know, probably your mom probably should have stopped that when you were getting ready to move out of the house, if you did.
Rob, I have a feeling that you were a mama's boy. Were you?
Oh, yeah. My mom and I guess. I don't know. Is that a good or bad thing? I mean,
well,
I guess in some ways.
Something, though, in some ways.
No, we have a good relationship.
And in
still.
Some ways, mama's boys can be so sweet.
I was the only son. Two daughters.
So. All right. Well, here's my love bites tip is.
Yeah,
you know,
love bites tip for Emily.
Offering unsolicited advice. And that's about it. Just let him do his thing and see where it takes you.
All right. So obviously you feel that in this case, Emily is feeling frustrated, but this can be salvaged. Chances are.
Oh, for sure.
You know, this can
sure.
be navigated
this
for
not,
sure.
This is not, yeah, this yeah, is this not like last week's with yeah. the other one. That yeah. was a brutal one.
That was a tough one, yeah. All right. People want to get a question in.
All right.
How do they do that?
You can go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and click in the navigation bar, contact me, and I will read your question on the air. Rob will read your question on the air just as soon as we can get to it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Love Bites, we do it on Wednesdays after the news at 9, and then we've got a little kiss from Love Bites, and that is on
Tuesdays,
8:26, 95.9 WATD. Thank you, Francesca.
Thank you, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Bye.